Hello, this is PJ Kaiser. I'm going to be reading part two of my serial story, The Pianist. My recording has unfortunately gone over 5 minutes, and so I've broken it into two sections. This is the first section. Andrew Borchesky sank into the leather lounge chair in his dressing room. His fingers still twitched with the memory of the evening's performance, so he wrapped them around the glass on the side table. He brought it to his lips and closed his eyes. Notes from the scores he had played that night still ran before his eyes, but the scent of the single malt Macallan's took him to another place. He drank deeply from the glass. The liquor brought a warming sensation to his mouth, throat, and beyond. When the knock came at the door a few minutes later, the empty glass sat on the side table. Borchesky grunted. "Who is it?" The female voice came through the door. "It's me, Megan. Come on in." Megan Sullivan pushed the door open and strode to Andrew. She kissed him lightly on the cheek and was about to sink into the other lounge chair when he said, "Hey, can you bring that bottle over here?" "How many have you had, Andrew?" "Just one. Lay off." Megan walked to the counter and retrieved the bottle, along with an empty glass. She sat on the edge of the lounge chair, filled her glass, and refilled Andrew's. She took a sip and winced, but continued to cradle the glass in her hands. "Why can't you drink vodka like most pianists? A Stoli Elite would suit me right about now. I'm sure they would bring you one if you asked." Borchesky made no move to oblige her. "Anyway, you are amazing tonight. That performance is going to guarantee that your next CD goes gold again. The broadcast on PBS will be in June. We'll start taking pre-orders for..." Andrew interrupted. "I don't want to talk about this now, Megan. You know I need some time to decompress after a performance." "That's okay. We can talk about it tomorrow. Just one more question. Did any journalists find you after the performance?"
"Why?"
"There was a guy from the New York Times, I think his name was Manchester, who called me about doing a cover piece on you for the magazine section. I told him to catch you..." Borchesky interlaced his fingers and placed them on his head. "Oh, Andrew, you didn't chase him off again, did you?" He glanced down at his drink. Maybe. "Andrew, you can't keep doing this. I'm busting my ass to get you these publicity opportunities, and you squash them. I've been dropping hints with them for weeks, and they finally took the bait." Megan kneaded her forehead with her fingers. "God, Andrew, what's the matter with you? Don't you want this CD to succeed? This angry, eccentric pianist gig has got to stop." Andrew took a long pull from his glass and closed his eyes again. The twitching in his hands subsided. The endless pages of music began to fade. He opened his eyes. "Megan, I don't know if I can do this anymore." This is the end of the first part of this recording. Please continue to the second part.